Labrikant was born in the Ukrainian port city of Odessa in 1923. His father, Yefim, was a professor of medicine. His mother, Bronislava, a cardiologist. Arnold Fabrikant was interviewed for Centropa by Natalia Rezanova in March 2004.
On 18th of June 1941, we had a prom at school, and on the 22nd I was supposed to go to Kyiv, where I was enrolled in the Aviation College. I had just turned 18. My train was to leave that evening, but my father called at 6 in the morning. We were the only family in the building with a telephone, and all my father said was, "Don't send Arnold to Kyiv. I can't say why." And then he rang off. Later that morning, we all knew. The war had started. My father was in the regiment defending Kyiv, and the Germans made their way through Ukraine and took Kyiv in September. My father served in army headquarters, and they were all in Pyryatin. That's where they were surrounded. Those who could get away took shelter in a deep ravine, but the Germans surrounded them there. As the Germans closed in, my father and a few other officers shot themselves to avoid capture. But I would not find this out until after the war. Here in Odessa, on the 3rd of July, everyone began receiving their call-up papers. So did I. The Romanians and the Germans were surrounding the city. On the 22nd of July, the day of the first bombing of Odessa, we recruits were gathered at the port. We lined up in columns, and soon we were sailing east. My mother, a doctor, went into evacuation to the east. The first months of the war were awful. Our unit retreated and retreated, but then we found our footing, and after the Germans surrendered at Stalingrad in early 1943, we began taking our land back. And by 1944, we went through Poland and started closing in on Germany. Our division was one of the first to cross the border there, and someone had put up a big sign written in Russian reading, "Here it is, Fascist Germany." By late March 1945, we were transferred to the 1st Ukrainian Front moving towards Berlin. On the 22nd of April, we started our first battle near Zossen, the underground headquarters of Hitler's land troops. In April, we entered Potsdam. It had once been a royal city, and we fought street by street, house to house. We were now almost in the very belly of the beast. I was a first lieutenant in an infantry unit, and we had no artillery for these operations, just machine guns and grenades. On the 30th of April, we began our attack on the railway station, and we followed the tracks into Berlin, where we fought it out at the Charlottenburg metro station. This was a two-story reinforced concrete building with big windows. There was a big square in front of the building with a low steel fence with just one entrance. There was no other way in, and we had to send our soldiers through this one doorway, but German snipers were killing them one after the other. I requested artillery troops to blacken the square with smoke, and they did. We rushed into the ground floor, but couldn't even look out of there. The Germans were shooting and throwing grenades from the floor right above us. Then I did the most heroic, or maybe the craziest thing during the entire war. I radioed our artillery to fire on the building. "But please, just hit the second floor," I told them. Our artillery started firing right at the second floor, and we survived. We stormed the station. Not a German was left alive. We moved on. We made our way through the metro tunnels underground. We fought it out down there, too. On the 1st of May, we were making our way through the basement of a house. A young German, a teenager, shot at me from point-blank range. The bullet glanced off my helmet. That was the end of him. We also found a Russian soldier who was serving with General Vlasov, the traitor who had been caught and changed over to the Germans. We locked this soldier in another basement. A few hours later, we saw that he hung himself. On 2nd of May at 12 o'clock, Berlin surrendered, and that meant the war was over for us. I had not written to my mother for half a year, simply because I really didn't think I was going to make it. I figured she should get used to not hearing from her only son. But on that day, when it was clear it was all over, I poured my heart out in a letter to her. Not long after that, we headed into Czechoslovakia, and a year later I was back in Odessa looking for my girlfriend, Natalia, who had survived in evacuation to the east and was already in medical school.
Arnold Fabricant married Natalia Yampolskaya in 1946. Arnold worked in the food service industry. Natalia was a radiologist. They had one daughter.